The allegations against ANC's Secretary General Ace Magashule grow by the day. Most date back to when he was Premier of the Free State Province between 2009 and 2018. Investigators say they've evidence that shows Magashule benefited illegally from several multi-million dollar tenders. More recently, he allegedly made sure that people close to him, including his two sons, won big contracts to supply PPE during the COVID-19 pandemic. The veteran ANC power broker says he'll never spend a day in prison because he's never committed a crime. Party spokesman Phule Mabe says Magashule's arrest would have grave implications for the ANC and its leaders.
We've already been speaking to each other in the organization. So there must never be an impression created, even by yourselves in the media, that we are in variance. No, we are at one.
But ANC insiders say the party split between those who desire Magashule's downfall and those who don't. It's clear which camp Mxolisi Dukwana belongs to. Magashule's former economics chief in the Free State recently used a local TV station to send a message to his ex-boss.
You still want us to believe that you are innocent. I did not do anything. Failure to act is actually an offense. If also there are problems in the moral decision-making processes, you must face the music.
Dukwana says Magashule belongs in prison for plundering the Free State.
It has turned out to be a gangster state. It's a mafia with the Don in control. You don't agree with the Don, you're out.
Mabe says lots of people have lots to say about Magashule, and it's all hearsay at the moment.
If there are those of our structures who have got such a factual base, they are welcomed to use internal party structures to be able to share the information that they may have, which will best enrich the understanding of all of us in the organization to understand where they are coming from.
Dukwana says individuals who've previously crossed swords with Magashule aren't breathing anymore, as he puts it.
I've seen many people die in the province. Many people. People have died mysteriously. People were involved in many of this. But I refuse to live in fear. I'm not going to hide and be fearful because that's what paralyzes many of us.
Magashule says he fired Dukwana for incompetence and his former colleagues telling lies about him in retaliation. Dukwana counters that he lost his job when he complained about corruption. Legal director at the Corruption Watch NGO, Karam Singh, says the arrest of someone as high in the ANC as Magashule could transform South Africa.
His potential arrest and prosecution would be hugely significant to the history of this country and to the potential of an invigorated criminal justice system, which is both constitutionally compliant and reflective of a strong rule of law system.
But as Singh puts it, the theatre of arrests is one thing, successful prosecutions quite another. That's why, he says, investigators are being very cautious in collecting evidence against Magashule, and charging him may not happen soon.
As civil society, as a country, we're going to have to show a little bit of resilience and patience. But it doesn't mean that we don't continue to advocate for greater accountability and transparency and ensuring that people like Magashule who've been implicated are in fact brought to book.
Magashule, meanwhile, is going on the attack, warning law enforcement officials to be very sure of themselves before they consider taking him into custody. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.